He's already signed this strategic partner agreement with Hamid Karzai. He is the commander-in-chief of armed forces who have now fought in Afghanistan for 10 years. And despite that, he had to slip into Afghanistan under cover of night, 4 in the morning in Afghanistan, under a total media blackout with attack helicopters swarming over him because of the security fears. This is a war that by some measures is America's longest now, and yet it's one that Americans are far from winning. But despite that, NATO will pull its troops out by 2014, and he went to Kabul to answer the question really as to what happens next, and committed America to this enduring strategic partnership with its Afghan allies.
I've come to Afghanistan to mark a historic moment for our two nations, and to do so on Afghan soil. I'm here to affirm the bonds between our countries, to thank American and Afghans who have sacrificed so much over these last 10 years, and to look forward to a future of peace and security and greater prosperity for our nations.
So that strategic partner agreement is an agreement that is committing America one way or another to its relationship with Afghanistan. It allows for the possibility of American armed forces to remain in Afghanistan in bases, partly for training purposes, partly to target Al-Qaeda, but it doesn't specify the details. It's very long on an expression of intent, pretty short on the substance. Of course, that's got to be approved and agreed with the US Congress as well, so he can't go into too much detail. But he's gone there for two reasons. One, because NATO in Chicago in May will have to agree on the end game in Afghanistan, and he's trying to explain to the Afghans America's commitment before then, but also, of course, the election at the end of this year. He wants to draw a line under this conflict now, before the election, before the campaign begins in earnest.